Okay, good to see everybody. Appreciate you guys coming out. Not quite as big a crowd as Wednesday, but we do appreciate you guys who are here on Friday. Really no announcements to make. Jameel McClain will not play in the game. He's getting further, he's getting looked at out in L.A., you know, by a back specialist, so we'll know more about that on Monday or Tuesday. And really the rest of the guys are just going to be up in the air. You know, it's not something we're probably going to want to share because there's no advantage to us to let anybody know whether guys are going to play or not. We've got an idea on some guys, and we've got a lesser idea on some other guys, but it's just not information that we're probably going to put that we are going to put out there. We're just going to let it go till Sunday.
Can you expand at all or say anything about Lewis and Suggs?
No, I can't. But thanks for asking.
John, Jim Caldwell yesterday said the plan was for him to be upstairs in the booth, but said it would be your final decision. Have you made that decision? That's the way you're going to go?
Yeah, that's right. Unless something changes today, you know, after practice today in our conversations, but that's the way we've been practicing it all week. Jim Caldwell communicating to Jim Hostler, and then Jim Hostler communicating with Joe. So that'll be from the press box to the field. You know, that's the way it's been. I think it's a little more seamless for us because Jim's been in the box all year.
John, I'm not talking specific injuries per se, but how difficult is it to have so many guys, and how much does that affect your decision on who to make active? Like a guy right. that might be able to right. give you something, but you can't count on him. Do you almost have to shut him down because you just don't have enough?
You talking about anybody specifically?
Well, no.
Or opposed to pacifically.
Just a guy that might be close, but you're not, you know, sure.
That's a factor. And, you know, since we have so many injuries right now, that's going to be consideration. You know, will we have enough healthy guys to get to 46? You know, that's a consideration. So, you know, what you're talking about will come down to one or two guys at the end we'll have to make a decision on.
John, one guy who appears to be healthier and I thought played one of his best games last Sunday, Haloti Ngata. Are you encouraged by the way the last couple of weeks he's worked with in the injury most of the year, how he's played recently?
Right, that's a big one for us. If Haloti can get to the level that he's that we're accustomed to seeing him play at with being healthy, you know, that would be a big boost for us. And I think he's really getting close. He played, like you said, he played really well last week. So if he can take that a notch up this week, that's big for our team.
Coach, you know, Peyton, but you know, their running game has stepped up recently, yeah. even with Willis out. But, you know, Sean and Hillman have had some good games. Just what did they bring to the table to really help Peyton get throws out set the throws for Peyton out the field?
Well, it's all driven by the Peyton Manning offense. You know, the idea that they're going to try to run and pass against the most favorable look. And when Willis was in there, I think all year their running game has been really effective. Of course, there's not much drop off with Noshon, and they just have a really good, I think, offensive line, physical offensive line, and they've got three really good running backs. But they run against light boxes because that's what they want to do. That's what Peyton does. And if you're going to defend the run, then he's going to throw. So it's not complicated, but the way he does it and what he recognizes, it becomes a little bit of a matchup of trying to fool him a little bit and him trying to fool us a little bit. So, and they'll run when you play single high, and they'll throw when you play two high and all that. So it's going to be interesting to see how it plays out. But really it's up to us to play good fundamental defense, you know, good up front, knockback defense, play downhill with our linebackers, recognize play action, those kind of things. And if we do that, we'll stop the run.
Coach, it's only been a couple of days since you made the announcement, Jim Caldwell. How do you think it's being accepted in the locker room to the field the last couple of days?
Well, you know, two things. First of all, our players take responsibility, you know, for the fact that there even had to be a change. You know, I think that is something that speaks very well. Coaches, the same way. We all feel responsible that there was a feeling that a change would help us. So if everybody was doing a better job, we probably wouldn't have gotten to that point. So that's where it starts, and to me, that speaks well of our chances going forward. On the other side of the coin, everybody's excited. You know, Jim's done a great job in the meeting room. The coaches have done a great job. The players have done a great job of rallying, and it's very seamless. You know, it's what we do. We're in this. We operate this way all year, so we don't really miss a step as far as the process. And now it's just a matter of putting it together and taking what we've done in the practice field to the game field on Sunday.
Coach, worst case scenario, if you don't get Suggs or Lewis in the mix and, you know, you try to beat Peyton Manning, which you guys haven't been able to do for quite a few years, how do you go about doing it? And do you believe in this group that you have that they can execute and beat Peyton Manning?
Yeah, well, you play a team. You know, you always play a team. He's been the quarterback of teams that have beaten the Ravens for many, many years, obviously. So that's a point of pride, you know, no doubt about it. We hear it from everybody, like you. So, you know, it definitely bristles you up a little bit, you know, if you got any kind of pride at all. So it's part of the deal, but that's not what wins you a football game. You know, playing well wins. All three phases, playing complementary football, good, tough, physical, solid, sound, fundamental football is what wins games, and that's what we'll try to do.
Coach, you haven't been a really – this year you've had a lot of – I think you're number two in terms of penalties. Previous years you've been towards the bottom of the table with that. Do you attribute that to having so many new pieces on the field, or is that a discipline thing? What can you tell the guys? Is there anything you can tell them to kind of –
Well, a lot of it early in the year was pre-snap penalties on offense. And then we've had a couple games recently where there's been too many of those. And that sets you back behind schedule. It came up in the Washington game. So that's something that you really have to work on. That's not okay. You know, we can't be going first and 15. So that's been a number of the penalties. We had a couple of replacement referee games that were high penalty games. So that's part of the – they still factor those in. I think they're still counting those, aren't they? Maybe they should wipe the slate clean from the first 3 weeks. Would we still be in that ranking? I don't know. So I'm not going to dismiss that part of it either, to be truthful. And there have been a lot of them that you look at and you go, that shouldn't have been called. You know, that's not a penalty, you know, by any measurement. And the league tells us, you know, it shouldn't have been called. So you just look at each penalty case by case and you say, okay, we're going to address it. In the big picture, absolutely. There's no way in the world – it's beneficial for us to be a highly penalized team. It's not something we're interested in. I know some coaches say it's not important. If you look statistically over the years, it has not been a determiner for a win-loss record. But we don't care. We think it's important. And we're going to try to play as clean as we can, you know, for the rest of the way.
All right.
All right, thanks.
Thanks, Scott.